consideration of potential changes to a settlement agreement in the matter of an administrative civil liability against Los Angeles Department of Water and Power for alleged violations at Lee Viney Creek Diversion Structure, Mono County. This is a combination, this is a continuation of the public hearing from the board's June 2015 meeting, where it considered adopting a settlement agreement for alleged violations at Lee Viney Creek. At the June board meeting, the board rejected the settlement agreement, expressing a desire for the money to be used to fund a supplemental environmental project within the region. At the hearing, the board voted to continue the item to this July meeting to give the parties an opportunity to see if they could bring back a settlement agreement that contained a SEP. The parties have indicated that they are prepared to present and provide updates on potential SEPs in the Inyo National Forest. The prosecution team will also provide an update on their request to the director of the Office of Enforcement for approval of the proposed SEP that exceeds 50% of the total adjusted monetary assessments. The parties have planned to draft an amended settlement agreement following the board's feedback and the director's decision. The board may ask that this item be brought back for consideration at a later board meeting, or they may provide direction to our executive officer to work out the details of a final order, including appropriate deadlines if the board is satisfied with the SEP concept presented here today. So with that, I will ask for a testimony from the Water Board prosecution team.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the board. My name is Scott Ferguson, and I'm a supervising water resource control engineer on your staff and a division manager of our regulatory and compliance division. And it's been very well laid out here to talk about our progress regarding our settlement agreement on this issue with Los Angeles Department of Water and Power. And it's already been summarized, the background, so I'm going to actually, the only one thing I want to point out was that following the June 2015 board meeting, the prosecution team walked away and LADWP walked away with the general understanding that there was general acceptance of the $95,000 liability amount, so that gave us that framework to work within. And then, as has already been stated, requested that a SEP be included because the original settlement agreement was a cash liability payment only. So we took that request to heart, and the prosecution team and LADWP staff rolled up their sleeves again and came up with LADWP. There we go. Came up with a SEP proposal that totals $52,000, and has already been explained that is in excess of the 50% limit that is established by the State Water Board SEP policy. We're looking at four U.S. Forest Service projects, the Witcher Creek Gabion Structure Rehabilitation Project. We did visit Witcher Creek on our tour in June, and this was discussed briefly. And the benefits of when the round fire went through the area, it was discovered that this structure needs rehabilitation to improve the function of the creek and prevent head cutting and allow wildlife passage through the area. So this is one of the proposed projects at cost of $30,000. Another one was the Round Fire Seed Collection and Planting Project that's been proposed, and these are all described in some detail in your agenda package and in a little more detail in the handout that was just circulated to you this morning. This is where, as many of you saw on our tour in June, some pretty bare soil out there, and the Forest Service could use some additional funding to do seed collection, and they would have their nursery take the seeds, create seedlings, which would then be planted next spring. Spring and possibly a little later into 2016. So that's another one at a cost of $7,000. Mammoth Creek Parking Area Restoration Project is one where there's a very popular area for local people in the Mammoth Lakes area to access Mammoth Creek. And this parking, more or less informal parking area, has been expanding and is now encroaching upon Mammoth Creek and its riparian habitat. So this project would establish formal boundaries and rehabilitate or restore a lot of the riparian habitat that has been damaged as a result of parking lot creep. And then the Mammoth Creek Road Rerouting and Stream Stabilization Project, you did visit that one during our tour. That was the smaller site, or well, we discussed it and saw pictures of it. Since we were afraid of being washed out up there. We were more brave yesterday. Maybe a little foolish. But we did survive. So that's a $7,000 element. And and as we discussed on the Mammoth Creek Road rerouting, the Forest Service does have funding to do that project, but allowing additional funds to come in would allow a more robust project to be done and also free up funds to be done, to be redirected to other Forest Service restoration activities. So I just wanted to point that out, that I know that you heard, well, it's fully funded, ready to go this fall. I talked to Todd Ellsworth with the U.S. Forest Service, and he explained that yes, it is fully funded, but this will allow us to do a better job and also allow us to redirect some funds to do additional restoration work elsewhere. So, as it says, completion schedule, three of the projects would be done this fall, and the seed collection and planting project would carry over into 2016. Los Angeles Department of Water and Power would simply cut a check for $52,000 to the U.S. Forest Service, and the Forest Service with its partners would go out and get these projects going. They're all designed, they're ready to go, and would be done quickly. So the next steps as we see it is we do need to submit. I've been in discussions with Chris Kerrigan, the director of the Office of Enforcement, regarding the fact that this proposal is $4,500 in excess of the 50% limitation for SEPs. He is open to considering a request to exceed that limitation, but he has asked that the board submit a formal proposal or request to do so. That request can come in the form of a letter signed by our executive officer, and it can be crafted with the assistance of Water Board staff, and that's what we would intend to do should you direct us to do so. That is what I'm recommending, is that we work on that. We can do that very quickly. We've already started identifying some of the reasons why we believe an exemption is justified within the scope and confines of the SEP policy, and that's what's been requested of us. Once we do that and get approval, in the meantime, while we're waiting for a final decision, the parties would be crafting up the final language in our ACL stipulated order and be ready to finalize it and sign it, and I would ask that it be handled at staff level from this point forward, if that is the board's pleasure.
If I could just add to that, just so the board understands it, that we would do that for public comment.
I'm sorry, but what?
We put it out for public comment.
We don't need to put it out for public comment for a 30-day period. It's already gone out for a 30-day comment period, and that's required under the Clean Water Act. So that number, the 95,000, has already gone out. Being under state policy, the chef, I think it's fine if it didn't have another full comment period. But we could put something out for a shorter time period.
Sometimes that's a 10 or 15 minutes. Because I'm really on public comments. I don't know, you know what you're doing, even if it's a shorter period.
So our recommendation is that you do support the SEP proposal that Los Angeles Department of Water and Power has put forth. We think it's a good one. It does address the pollutant of that was associated with the work that was done at the Levining Creek diversion structure, that being sediment, and that's what many of these projects would truly address is erosion, sediment control, sediment discharges to nearby surface waters. And once again, I would ask that you direct Water Board staff to complete the settlement agreement process. More than open to if the board or our executive officer wants to put it out there for a specified amount of time. More than willing to do that. But we think it's a good project, good use of our funds, and keeps them and in an area that can use them. So with that, I'm open to any questions that you may have.
Okay, so that concludes the prosecution team testimony. Mr. Pumphrey?
I did have one question. And a side comment. Thank you all from the prosecution team and from the city of Los Angeles for going back and taking a look at this and coming back with a recommendation to us. My question was, and I'm thinking about making sure that this doesn't have to come back to the board again, if the state were to not allow us to exceed the 50%, could we make a recommendation or an adoption which would delete the fourth project to bring the total amount of SEP money below the 50% threshold? So that you would not have to come back to us in 2 months and say, you know, it didn't work out with the state. If we could tell you in advance, assuming that was the pleasure of the board, in that event, then the SEP should be structured without the fourth project. Can we do that?
I anticipated that potential, and I talked to Todd Ellsworth, and I said, how would you like to see this handled if we can only give you 47.5? How would you recommend we cut 4,500, or do we cut a project? He recommended cutting $4,500 out of the gabion structure. He was confident he could come up with the additional money and cover that. So that would be my recommendation, is that you just allow us to cut the 45 out, and we cut it out of the gabion project and go forward that way rather than eliminating the toll.
Okay. Thank you.
Good idea.
Any other questions or comments?
Well, I support the proposed settlement agreement and your recommendation that we direct the staff to complete the settlement process. But I have there are a couple of areas that I have some questions about. So yesterday, these are great projects. I have no sense from this list that this was developed, as we saw yesterday, the great value of projects coming forward through a process of first developing a watershed plan and then having a stakeholder process that involves the community in ranking projects. So, these are great projects and I'm fine with them, but I want to know whether those other steps have already occurred in coming up with these.
To speak to that, it was discussed during our tour, I believe, last month, that the two Mammoth Creek projects, that was part of a Forest Service watershed assessment on Mammoth Creek watershed, and that these were projects that came out of that. There's been cooperation and collaboration that was touted quite a bit during our tour, and between multiple stakeholders. Mark Drew has been involved with Caltrout, with both the small Mammoth Creek projects. Anheuser-Busch was brought out as being a funding partner in that. So I think there has been that assessment mechanism. I believe the Forest Service does incorporate public outreach or involvement in their assessment process in developing these projects. There is stakeholder involvement on those two. To the Gabion structure one, I couldn't speak to just how much. It sounds like that was more one that was recently just identified as a result of the Round Fire, taking the vegetation off the site and going, oh, look, we can actually see what's on the ground. So that does lend itself a little more to what we talked about yesterday during our discussion back in the Forest Service room, that sometimes we do just see things and go, oh, let's go fix that. And it's not always with the broader watershed scope in mind. So that may fall into that, although they have been doing work that, and we saw a couple of the sites on Witcher Creek, they have been doing work in that one, in that watershed, on that creek, and this would be kind of going back and looking at, well, we've done this, and it's more in the adaptive management, and we've identified it's not quite working the way we thought it was going to work. Let's fix it. And here's an obvious fix. And then the seed collection and planting, that does involve, and it's stated, I think in, might be in the handout here, let me see, that they are cooperating with. The Eastern Sierra Land Trust in doing volunteer work and working to rehabilitate some of the critical mule deer habitat vegetation out there. And so there is, I'll say, that's evidence there that there's community collaboration. And that, and once again, that would happen very quickly and in response to the Round Fire, which has been a very agency community interactive process.
Okay. So, I mean, that's fine. I don't think it really lives up to the very high bar that the Truckee River Watershed Council has set.
No.
And it speaks to, so, it, not, to, I mean, this is fine, but it also speaks to an issue we've raised before in this board with the need to develop institutional capacity as we push this SEP policy forward. And so it's just, I'm calling that out to all of us to think about how we support that capacity development throughout our region, find funding sources to support it, and maybe with SEPs, you know, that can be used for developing watershed plans as well as these specific kinds of projects. I mean, because these other two projects, while they're, you know, they we saw them, they looked important, let's do them. When that has happened in Truckee, it's gone before the Truckee River Watershed Project Committee, and it's gone through the stakeholder process, which is different than what has happened here. So we just need to think more how to develop that capacity throughout our region.
We're in a transitional phase here. And when you said it doesn't rise to the high bar of the Truckee River Watershed Council, total agreement. Our SEP program that's outlined in the resolution that you adopted a little over a year ago or about a year ago actually says we want this institutional capacity. If it's not there, we want the board staff to go help create it. And so I think that is built in. We have that built into some of the activities that we're planning on doing. If we find an area doesn't have that capacity, and then it's our intention to assist. And I think the resolution says, you know what, you can use SEP funds to do some of that assessment work if that's what it's called for, what's called for in an area. So I think it was a very well-crafted resolution, well thought out, in collaboration between staff and the board members, that addresses those very elements and puts us on a very good track going forward. And so we're just in this transitional phase, and you'll hear that a little later. We're going to be transitioning in more so into our SEP program.
So the second issue I wanted to raise was, I wonder if you could, I mean, maybe we can help you think about how to justify going above the 50%. So what sort of arguments have you thought of?
One that I like that you brought up at the last meeting was, you know, and I'm going to look into to see if I can even bolster it more, is that the east side of California does not get the same attention that the rest of the state gets when it comes to funding. One thing I was starting to look into is to see if Mono County is designated as disadvantaged or a couple of other different terms that would further bolster the economic need. And also looking at responding to the just wildfire conditions in this case, and I know I haven't had a chance to look at it, but our Victorville staff, Jan Zimmerman, put together some other bullets earlier this week in response to Chris Kerrigan's request to provide some criteria. If you have some other ideas, be more than happy to include those in putting together that argument.
Yeah, no, I think that you, I can't think of anything beyond what you've already mentioned. I mean, I know in the past that our region as a whole has received less than its share of IRWIN money. Isn't that correct? And I don't know if that's true for the southern part of our region in particular, but...
The Southern Corps has done a little bit better, but as you may recall from our EJ discussions, our EJ report, we have disadvantaged communities. I mean, for the DWP process, they don't have adequate funds to do the census that even qualify for a disadvantaged community in the first place. Many of our communities that use our region that only use the Enviro screen measurement, because we don't have severe air quality problems and are not in urban cores, we don't score as high when we have not made water quality problems out here. So we have a double whammy in our region. And so, you know, we may pull some language out of our EJ report and we pointed that out as an argument. And I think another good argument is one of these issues is a fire. So we can do all the planning we want and assessment, but things come up, and that's related to climate change, and we have more of these. So that was an unexpected situation that we're trying to remedy before it gets worse. And that, to me, that's a sound argument.
Yes.
I think you can put a very compelling argument together.
I think very quickly and succinctly.
And there's a direct correlation between revegetation and fire-burned areas and water quality.
Right. And you also have one of the other reasons they want to get this re-veg done is to prevent the introduction or establishment of invasive species, another hot item.
Which also increase fire risk.
Yep. I saw cheatgrass mentioned. So.
Are there any other comments?
Scott, I would just offer, too, that in the enforcement policy, there's a discussion of MMPs for small communities and also some identification of where, how to identify an impoverished community. So we do have that in our enforcement policy.
Let's plan on using that, our environmental justice piece. We've done some good work on identifying reasons why we can use additional funding that go above and beyond some of the other places within the region or within the state. So we have some good work to draw upon. We'll put this letter together quickly.
Mr. Ferguson, thank you for the testimony from the prosecution team. Now we'll call for a testimony from the district.
Before I'm in support.
Thank you.
Good morning. Actually, I don't think I was sworn in. Do you want me sworn in?
Yes, I think. We'll turn to legal counsel. This is a new representative. She wasn't sworn in.
Right, and I think she's their legal
counsel. I'm counsel, yeah.
So usually they don't swear in counsel.
Okay, very good. Please proceed.
Good morning, Board. I'm sorry. Good morning, Board members. I am Deputy City Attorney Melanie Torrey, here on behalf of Los Angeles Department of Water and Power. Obviously, we wish we weren't here on an ACL matter. We wish we were here on happier occasion, but we are happy to report that we did come back with a SEP. We took your direction to heart, and I know I'm here with Catherine Rubin and Clayton Yoshida and Lori Gillum, who work on this for DWP. I know they've worked very closely with Lahontan staff and the Forest Service staff, and my understanding has been very cooperative, and they've come up with these projects, which DWP supports. We think it's very timely with the fire-burn areas, and for the reasons that Mr. Plasiak expressed, we think it's a good reason. These are shovel-ready projects that, you know, you can see these projects going into effect within the next year. So we think it's a great use of the money. We hope that you accept it and that you allow us to move forward with the proposal and with the settlement. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions? And thank you very much for your effort. You gave us exactly what the board was asking for.
Happy to do so. Thank you.
Is there anyone else in the audience that is interested in making a presentation on this item at this time? Okay. Seeing none, we will bring it back to the board for a motion.
What should the motion be that we...
Could we ask Scott or council, is it one motion that would approve the SEP, direct staff to make the application to the state to exceed the 50%, and direct staff to complete the settlement agreement process, or does that have to be three separate motions?
It could be one motion, and I would recommend that you direct Patty to sign the final order.
I would make that motion.
And who is going to claim the second?
Me.
Okay, Dr. Hart. Ms. Janier.
Yeah. Kimberly Cox.
Aye.
Keith Dias.
Aye.
Dr. Amy Horn.
Aye.
Don Jardine.
Aye.
Peter Pumphrey.
Aye.
Eric Sandel.
Yes.
Carries.
Very good. And with that, I have a request for a short 10-minute break.